The government of India says it's taken a major step toward bridging its digital divide. It's unveiled the world's cheapest tablet computer. At around $35 a piece, the government has promised to make the device available to college students and possibly to those in high school as well. But critics insist the high-tech effort ignores India's real problem, a barely functioning education system. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports now from New Delhi.
Suneet Singh Tooley holds up the tablet and demonstrates its touchscreen, its Android applications, and its Wi-Fi capability. He's a tall man who wears a blue Sikh turban and a long beard that covers much of his necktie. The tablet is called Akash, the Hindi word for sky, and Tooley says it will revolutionize internet access for billions of people.
We've been sort of focused on the digital divide for a long time. We've always felt that if you could reduce the cost of the device and the cost of internet access, that the opportunity is huge.
Tooley's company, DataWind, got in the race to build the world's cheapest tablet in response to an Indian government call for bids. He says the price tag the government was looking for seemed impossible, but the potential market was enormous.
They're saying we're going to buy 10 million of them in the first phase.
In the second phase, he says, the government wants to expand the program to grades 9 through 12, or about 80 million students. DataWind is selling the Akash to the government at around $50 a piece. The government is looking to subsidize enough of the cost to make it available to students at around $35, not much more than the cost of a fairly basic mobile phone. But cost is still at the heart of most complaints about the Akash.
Where the people are unable to access the simple education, unable to access that drinking water even in this country, they cannot afford this technology.
This is Manoj Kumar Jaina, a professor of sociology at Jamia Millia Islamia University in New Delhi. Jaina says the government should be investing in improving schools at the most basic level before it sinks a lot of money into distributing technology. But N.K. Sinha points out that it's going to take a long time for India to train teachers and build adequate schools for all of its 500 million school-age children.
How do we reach everyone? The volumes are so large. Through what brick and mortar structure could one reach all 500 million? In what time frame? At what cost?
Sinha is an assistant secretary at India's Ministry of Human Resource and Development, which led the effort to develop the low-cost tablet. He sees the Akash as a way to leapfrog over the problem of improving local schools, at least temporarily. He says the tablets will give students access to internet-based instruction along with all the resources of the web. Tooley, the DataWind CEO, says he thinks the devices will win acceptance from an Indian public that embraced mobile phones despite the problems of cost and even limited electricity. Tooley thinks that if Indian parents believe the Akash tablet can give their children a better shot at getting an education, they'll use that same kind of ingenuity to buy it.
You know, every parent in this country, their dream is to be able to educate their kid. And they will take advantage of the internet if they have access to it. All we're doing is making it accessible.
The Indian government says it's committed to making sure that all the students who receive the Akash tablets will have access to the internet. That may not be too hard at first, given that the first 10 million recipients are already at colleges and universities that have electricity and internet. But it's going to become increasingly challenging as the government tries to expand the program to lower grades and less developed schools. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.